This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses building strong infrastructures using modern technology. Hetauda Cement Industry to resume production from first week of April. Kathmandu Metropolitan City launches free screening of cervical and breast cancer and early treatment campaign for women of reproductive age. And United Nations warns of renewed civil war in South Sudan as violence between rival factions escalates. Now the news in detail. The government has clarified the dismissal of Kulman Ghishing, the managing director of Nepal Electricity Authority, from his post, stating that the decision was made to ensure good governance. At today's press conference in Simhadarbar, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, explained that the decision was based on necessity and justification on political gain or loss. Rather, not political gain or loss. He added that the cabinet decided to remove Ghishing and appoint Hitendra Dev Shakya as the new managing director of Nepal Electricity Authority. In other decisions, the cabinet approved the visit of a delegation led by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit in Thailand, scheduled from April 1st to 5th. The cabinet also approved a memorandum of understanding on tourism between Nepal and Thailand. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has emphasized the importance of constructing strong infrastructures using modern technology. Speaking at the 10th National Convention of the Progressive Engineers Association Nepal in Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Oli urged engineers to focus on building robust and safe structures. He highlighted the need for engineers to consider the country's unique geographical conditions when designing and constructing buildings. In a separate remark, the Prime Minister called on opposition parties to play a constructive and positive role in realizing the national aspiration of a prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Hetauda Cement Industry, which has been closed for an extended period, is set to resume production in the first week of April. Acting General Manager of the industry, Engineer Navin Kumar Karna, confirmed that preparations are in full swing to restart production. He mentioned that the machinery maintenance has been completed, raw materials are secured, and employees have agreed to return to work. Karna added that arrangements have been made to bring in more supplies. He also assured that the electricity issue the industry was facing would also be resolved. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has launched a free screening of cervical and breast cancer and early treatment campaign for women of reproductive age starting today. Chandra Bhatta, the contact person for the program, shared that the one-month campaign, in collaboration with the National Academy of Medical Sciences and Pure Hospital, will run until April 25th. He added that this year the target group includes women aged 30 to 60 who were exempted from testing last year, as well as those who tested positive. To participate, individuals are encouraged to visit the Metropolitan City Urban Health Promotion Center, fill in the required details, and receive a referral slip for testing. An online system has been launched to make the justice system more efficient and accessible. The new system will send notices about hearing dates to the offices of the chief attorney in all 7 provinces as assigned by the Supreme Court. During the launch, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rao said the system would allow district courts to take action on complaints of a special nature. India has intervened in the export of plywood from Eastern Kakarabhitta Transit Point. Kim Prasai, president of the Mechi Chamber of Commerce and Industry, confirmed that 34 Nepali containers loaded with plywood were halted at Panitanki Customs Office in Raniganj. As a result, exports of plywood, cement and other goods have been suspended. Prasai also stated that the obstruction is not limited to Kakarabhitta Victor Point, but affects other transit points as well. Reports suggest that India has suspended the import of Nepali products, citing the absence of Bureau of Indian Standards BIS certificates. The Indian Customs Department has introduced new regulation requiring Nepali goods to obtain these certificates before entering the country. Japan's ambassador to Nepal, Maeda Toro, today paid a courtesy call on Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, at the minister's office in Simhadara today. During the meeting, Minister Dahal congratulated Ambassador Maeda on his appointment. He expressed appreciation for Japan's grants, assistance and technical support to Nepal's infrastructure, human resource development, environmental conservation, health, education and agriculture sectors. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Recharge karna ho ya balance transfer karna. All detail data voice ko status thaha pauna. Gift back pathauna wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai anti app. Aile nai download karo 1GB data free ma prapta garo.
Play store wa app store bata sajile Nepal Telecom ko app download karna sakincha.
Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The ruling parties have decided to finalize the bills under consideration in Parliament as soon as possible. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sharad Singh Bhandari informed that discussions were held on the issue of quickly advancing the bill under consideration in Parliament at a meeting of the top leaders of the ruling party held at Palwata this evening. He said that the meeting discussed contemporary issues, including reaching a political consensus on the land-related ordinance. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal Chairman Mahanta Thakur, Janamat Party Chairman CK Raut, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Ashok Rai and Nagarik Unmukti Party Chairman Ranjita Srestha were present in the meeting. Monitoring of the rare snow leopard has begun in Upper Mustang using a camera trapping method at 3 locations. This effort aims to assess the current status and population of the species. Umesh Powdal, chief of the Annapurna Conservation Area Project Office, said the project aims to develop strategies to protect the snow leopard while managing conflicts between humans and animals. He added that 12 cameras have been installed in the area around Baragon Mukti Chetra above the Thurlung Fat of Lomanthang and above the Lomanthang Market to gather data. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The United Nations has warned that South Sudan is on the brink of a renewed civil war as violence between rival factions escalates. Al Jazeera cited Nicholas Haysom, head of the UN mission in South Sudan, as saying late on Monday the situation in country is dire as tension between forces allied with President Salva Kiir and those of Vice President Riek Machar continues to build. The UN official noted that efforts to negotiate a peace deal would only be possible if Kiir and Machar were able to put the interests of their people ahead of their own. He also warned that the disinformation and hate speech are stirring ethnic hatred and provoking increasing violence that has displaced tens of thousands. South Sudan, the world's youngest country, fell into a bloody civil war soon after gaining independence in 2011 as forces aligned with Kiir and ethnic Dinka fought those loyal to Machar and ethnic Nur. Canada's intelligence agency has warned that China and India are likely to attempt to interfere in upcoming elections, adding that Russia and Pakistan also pose a potential threat. According to Al Jazeera, the Deputy Director of Operations for Canadian Security Intelligence Service said on Tuesday that the agency is praised for efforts to meddle in the 20th of April vote. Ottawa's relations with China and India in particular have been strained. Vanessa Lyot told a media conference that such countries are increasingly using artificial intelligence AI to interfere in elections around the globe. She said China is highly likely to use AI-enabled tools to attempt to interfere with Canada's democratic process in this current election. China and India have denied similar allegations from Canada in the past, which has only antagonized trade relations. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Cauchy Province, Gunjiggy Province and Karnali Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses building strong infrastructures using modern technology. Ruling parties decide to finalize bills under consideration in Parliament at the earliest. Kathmandu Metropolitan City launches free screening of cervical and breast cancer and early treatment campaign for women of reproductive age. And United Nations warns of renewed civil war in South Sudan as violence between rival factions escalates. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.